Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And let others obsess on the horse race. We have issues. We're continuing with our election series, 30 issues in 30 days, one issue a day for 30 days prior to the election. And this week, it's Good Jobs Week on 30 issues. Today's issue, number 19, tax incentives and regional competition for jobs. It's an issue in the governor's race in New Jersey and in the New York City mayoral race. So joining me now from opposite banks of the Hudson River are Gordon McInnes of New Jersey Policy Perspectives, a liberal-leaning think tank, and Greg David of Crane's New York Business, who sometimes leans the other way. Welcome back, both of you. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Brian.
The regional competition for jobs actually came up in both debates on Tuesday night, both the gubernatorial debate in New Jersey and the mayoral debate in New York. So, Greg, I'm going to start with the mayoral race, and here's a clip of Joe Loda and Bill de Blasio back-to-back from that exchange.
Fresh Direct had one leg out the door. They were negotiating in New Jersey. They had a deal on the table. Governor Cuomo, Mayor Bloomberg, and the borough president in the Bronx, Ruben Diaz, came together to keep 2,000 jobs in the city of New York. You cannot talk about creating jobs if you're going to export jobs across the border.
Let me speak to this. You know, my opponent never met a corporate subsidy he didn't like. Here's $130 million in taxpayer subsidies going to Fresh Direct, and this is their biggest market. Let's be clear. They had a thriving business in New York, but my opponent thinks it's good to lavish them with more taxpayer dollars.
So, Greg David, I guess that frames the argument, at least in political terms. What's your reading of the Fresh Direct example?
Well, I think it framed it very well. The key issue is New Jersey was offering Fresh Direct a lot of money, and the city, the Bloomberg administration, had to decide whether they would leave. Bill de Blasio is exactly correct. Most of Fresh Direct's business is in the city, and people said, oh, they won't go because, look, at their trucks will have to come into the city over the George Washington Bridge. It will be expensive. But Fresh Direct is also expanding to other cities, and New Jersey would be cheaper not just because of the incentives, but because of land and taxes and many other costs, and maybe it made sense for them to go to Jersey. The problem is that you never know. You never know if we had offered Fresh Direct nothing, if that would have tipped the scales. You have to make your best guess. And what the Bloomberg administration said was, we think it's worthwhile. And by the way, we're moving them from Queens to the South Bronx, where we really need those jobs.
So, Gordon, hearing Joe Loda in that clip talk about New Jersey trying to woo Fresh Direct from New York, as a progressive group, what position does that put you in? Because you don't want tax incentives going to corporations and not have them, you know, pay into the tax base as you would prefer. But on the other hand, you want those jobs.
Exactly. And first of all, we do not believe that New Jersey can disarm in this business of competition between New York and Pennsylvania and Connecticut and Maryland and other states for jobs. You have to have something in the quiver, and because there is going to be these marginal deals that may or may not lead to business decisions on location. So, number one, you do have to be a part of it. Number two, you shouldn't expect very much from it. And this is a now very well-developed cottage industry for providing corporations with a threat letter that shows that they're looking in New Jersey in this instance, and that they've scouted these locations and that the following offers have been made. And that's occurred with a lot of other transactions that have taken place both in New York and New Jersey with jobs that have either stayed in New York or moved across the river. And the idea that the incentives are the determinant of that, I think, is probably incorrect. But, you know, you can't tell.
You know, it's very important to note at this point that the reason for Fresh Direct and I think it speaks to the politics of this, is that Chris Christie has ratcheted up incentives being offered in New Jersey by a considerable degree. And the other thing that's happening is that Governor Malloy in Connecticut is also ratcheting up the subsidies in Connecticut. Now, Christie is about as conservative as we have Republicans in the Northeast, and Malloy is probably the most liberal governor we have in the three states. So in a way, it's not political. If the liberal governor of Connecticut is spending more on tax incentives than any of his predecessors, and the conservative governor of New Jersey is doing the same, the idea that it's about politics or ideology just doesn't work.
So then, Gordon, how does this become an issue in the governor's race? Is Barbara Bono saying, don't do it, don't try so hard to steal these jobs from New York?
No, she's not, and I don't want to be the campaign observer in this on this issue particularly, but I would say that the difference between what Governor Christie has done and what his predecessors has done is that he has bet, as was said, so heavily on this as the sole arrow in the New Jersey quiver, if you will. There's nothing else that's in place that is helping to restore economic activity and to gain jobs in New Jersey, except for these incentives, and they're huge.
And here is Bono from Tuesday night's debate talking about tax incentives and criticizing the governor for how he's used them. 15 seconds.
The $2.1 billion in tax credits that he gives to corporations, there's no oversight and no accountability, and that's what's left us in the bottom of the barrel. I would redirect and refocus some of those tax credits to the small businesses. They're the ones that are crying out for help.
So this goes back and forth on both sides of the Hudson. I want to come back to New York and play a clip of Joe Loda. I interviewed him about this the other day, and I asked him specifically whether he thinks there's a good way and a bad way to use tax incentives so that they really create the jobs that they're intended to create. And here's a little of what he said.
New York City should continue to use incentives to both attract businesses to New York and to retain businesses in New York. Retaining businesses, though, needs to be defined. They have to be at least one step out the door. Just saying that they want to leave is not a reason to provide the incentive. But all agreements, whether a company is moving here or we're using it as a to retain a company here, we need to have inside of the agreement something I call a clawback provision. If they say they're going to create 1,000 jobs in 5 years, they have to create 1,000 jobs in 5 years, or we need to get the money back that we gave them. It is very important. There has to be a performance provision that says, you know, and we put it in writing, if you'd only do 50% of it, give us back 50% of the money. They have to be held accountable.
Greg David, what do you think about that idea of a clawback provision to hold them accountable? Is it realistic? Is it done anywhere as far as you know?
Well, I cringed because Loda should know better. One, city officials do try to figure out whether somebody's really going to move. They're not clueless on this issue. And two, there are clawback provisions in all the deals the Bloomberg administration makes. And the state, too. And we have clawed back money in the past. He made it sound like it was a new idea. I mean, we do have clawback provisions. The world is complicated, though. You know, companies that said they were going to expand before the financial crisis in finance didn't expand. The world turned against them, but there was money clawed back in some of those cases.
Do they do that in New Jersey, Gordon?
What they do now is to not provide the actual tax credit until the conditions of the incentive grant have been met. So it's a future payoff for the state and the corporation. So if they don't provide the jobs, if it's a part of the job creation program, then they don't get the tax credit.
So I asked Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop, who was on the program in July, if there's any way he would consider a truce on job poaching regionally. And here was his answer.
Yeah, it's like an arms race, really. Nobody wants to unilaterally disarm. But the way I look at it is that if we can attract commercial investment across the river, it's no strain on our school system. It's no strain on our police, our recreation department. So I don't mind giving very steep and aggressive incentives for people to move over there. And it's just jobs at the end of the day. And if people move there, buy a house, then they'll pay ratables traditional. So we're going to be very aggressive with incentives for people to move there.
So the new Democratic mayor of Jersey City is going to be very aggressive on this. And I asked Joe Loda in our interview the same thing. Any possibility of a truce to not take tax dollars out of all the coffers in our region?
We could wish that that could happen, but I honestly don't believe that the 50 states and even those who are, you know, our nearest neighbors will be so friendly as to drop down their arms. I actually don't believe that'll happen.
So no truce. And Greg David, before you go, if de Blasio is elected, what do you think will actually change in this respect?
Oh, I'm skeptical anything will change. I think everybody's forgotten that Michael Bloomberg said he would not give out tax incentives either. As a matter of fact, he sometimes says he doesn't give them out. You just have to look at the politics of that. The tax incentives are just based on this economic competition, which is inescapable. It has nothing to do with the person's politics. It also has nothing to do with the tax levels. The conservatives like to argue if you had lower taxes, you wouldn't need incentives. But Texas, which has incredibly low taxes, hands out more tax incentives than New York. So I think it's going to be one of these facts of life.
Gordon, no regionalism possible in this?
I doubt it. I think for the reasons that both the mayor candidate in New York and the new mayor of Jersey City stated. But I think that the problem that we've had is the magnitude of the tax incentives and the fact that they have gone almost exclusively to retaining jobs in New Jersey and not creating them. And tax rates are not the explanation, as Greg pointed out, for how business location decisions get made. They're much more interested in the quality of the workforce and the culture of the community and the surroundings and whether they are good schools, at least for the kinds of jobs that we would like to recruit in New Jersey, than are the tax rates.
Greg David from Crain's New York Business and the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Gordon McGinnis from NJ Policy Perspectives, looking across the Hudson at each other's races and, for better or worse, coming to pretty similar conclusions about what the future holds regarding corporate tax incentives. Issue 19 in 30 issues in 30 days in this New York, New Jersey election season. Thank you both.